Here's a thought I'll title Parallel Light. Yesterday I was discussing various illumination sources and how that can change a relatively mundane scene into something that's really interesting. Well, because I was talking about light yesterday, my mind was sort of reeling around the concept of various sources of light, and that made me think of a technique that I call parallel light. A lot of photography instructors these days talk about good light and bad light. In particular, they refer to morning light and evening light. And the blue hour and the golden hour are supposed to be these magical things. And yeah, the coloration of those kinds of light is interesting. But it's been my experience that even more interesting is this business about parallel light. So let me explain what I mean by that term, because you've maybe never heard it before. Imagine you're photographing a landscape, and the landscape goes from left to right on the horizon line. And if you illuminate that landscape with the sun directly overhead, the light is coming straight down on the land and creating essentially no shadows, which means no detail is being emphasized by the light. On the other hand, in the morning or the evening, when the sun is low in the horizon, the light travels parallel to the landscape. And when it's traveling parallel to the landscape, it not only illuminates the left side and not the right side as much, or vice versa, but it also manages to bring out a lot more detail because of the angle of the light. And the reason I like thinking about parallel light rather than the golden hour or the blue hour is because parallel light can happen in the middle of the day. For example, you're photographing a barn or a church or some such thing, and the sun is directly overhead and coming down parallel to the side of the building. And that angle of light that is coming parallel to the side of the building will tend to create a tremendous amount of detail in the boards and whatnot that are on the surface of that wall. The same can be said of a tree. If the light is coming down parallel with the shape of the tree, it'll tend to illuminate all of those little pine needles and whatever, leaves. So it's not just coming in from the left in the morning or from the right in the evening or vice versa. Any time of day, the light will fall on whatever we're photographing, depending on the angle of the sun to the surface of the earth. And all we have to do is find those subjects that are parallel to the light, and we've got beautiful light to photograph with. Another example of that is when I was photographing the canyon walls in Capitol Reef, Utah. The canyon walls are vertical, and the canyons are quite deep. So the angular sun of evening and morning basically doesn't reach into the canyon because they're too deep. But the overhead sun, at exactly the right moment of the day, will come down and illuminate the side of those canyon walls beautifully because the light is parallel. And if you think this through, I'm using parallel light as a convenient term. But actually, the truth is, it's not exactly parallel. It needs to be just a few degrees not parallel in order for the light to scrape down the surface of a canyon wall or the side of a building or across the landscape or whatever. So what we're really looking for is that light that's just a few degrees off of perfectly parallel. And with that in mind, then the time of day has nothing to do with whether or not it's good light or bad light. When it comes to this idea of parallel light, it all has to do with the angle of incidence of the light compared to the subject. And oftentimes I find when I'm out in the field, when I have a subject that has some sort of flat surface like that, what I need to do is figure out when the sun is going to be in exactly the right position to scrape across that flat surface with an angle of 2 or 3 or 4 degrees, and that's when I need to be there. So if I'm there an hour early, I can use the little app on my phone that'll tell me where the sun will be at a certain period of time, and I can calculate when I need to return in order to get that shot. Notice that parallel light has nothing to do with the color of the light. So this is a particularly handy idea if you're photographing in black and white, or you know you're going to eventually convert your color digital image to a black and white. Parallel light makes detail snap, makes surface textures more visible, and is a very lovely light to photograph with, no matter what time of day it is.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.